Hey everyone, Sienna Cruz here, and welcome back to Dopamine Damage Control. Today we're diving into something super powerful, building self-compassion to combat that inner critic who's always raining on your parade. Ever feel like you're your own worst enemy? You know, that voice in your head that whispers not good enough, or you should be doing more even when you're already giving it your all? Yeah, that little gremlin we're tackling today. Because let's face it, self-criticism can feel like a constant buzzkill, right? It can sabotage our confidence, hold us back from taking risks, and leave us feeling drained and discouraged. But guess what? We don't have to be prisoners of our own negative thoughts. Self-compassion is like that superhero cape we all need. It empowers us to treat ourselves with the same kindness, understanding, and support we'd offer a dear friend. Ready to ditch the self-criticism and embrace that inner goodness? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Recognize your inner critic. It's like that annoying house guest who overstays their welcome, constantly offering unsolicited opinions and making snarky remarks. Acknowledge its presence, but don't give it the power to dictate your actions or self-worth. Remember, thoughts are just thoughts, they're not facts. 2. Practice self-kindness. Imagine a friend struggling with something. Would you berate them? Probably not. You'd offer words of encouragement and support. Treat yourself with the same level of compassion and understanding. Talk to yourself the way you talk to someone you love. Remind yourself that you're human and everyone makes mistakes. 3. Cultivate mindfulness. This isn't about emptying your mind, it's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. When those negative thoughts pop up, simply observe them like clouds passing in the sky. Don't engage with them or try to push them away. Just acknowledge their presence and let them float on by. 4. Focus on your strengths. We all have unique talents and abilities. Make a list of your strengths, big and small, and celebrate them. Remind yourself of past accomplishments and the positive impact you've had on others. Dwelling on your perceived flaws only serves to create more negativity. Shift your focus to what makes you amazing. 5. Seek support. You're not alone in this journey. Connect with loved ones, join a support group, or consider talking to a therapist. Sharing your struggles can be incredibly liberating and provide valuable perspective. Remember, building self-compassion is a process, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but keep practicing these strategies, and you'll gradually start to see a difference in how you treat yourself and the world around you. Now, let me tell you about Sarah. She's a brilliant graphic designer who was constantly plagued by self-doubt. Every time she presented a project, her inner critic would whisper, "It's not good enough, someone else could do it better." This left her feeling anxious and hesitant to share her creativity with the world. But then she started practicing self-compassion. She reminded herself that everyone makes mistakes, that progress takes time, and that she had unique talents to offer. Slowly but surely, Sarah began to silence those negative voices and embrace her work with confidence. She started celebrating her successes, big and small, and focusing on the positive feedback she received from clients. Her self-compassion allowed her to break free from her limiting beliefs and blossom into a confident and successful designer. Remember, Sarah's story isn't unique, it's a powerful reminder that you have the power to rewrite your own narrative. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing self-compassion today. Acknowledge those negative thoughts, but don't let them define you. Treat yourself with kindness, celebrate your strengths, and remember that you're worthy of love and happiness just as you are. If this resonated with you, share it with a friend who might benefit from a little self-compassion boost. And don't forget to leave a review, it helps others find the podcast and join this journey towards healthy minds and happier lives. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.